Feel Me In 曾经一度排行首位的金曲，是你喜欢的类型吗？各位好，欢迎来到听歌学英语，我是今天的主持 Candice。R&B 天才歌手 Craig David 很早就在英国流行音乐圈里成名。这位歌手十几岁就开始写歌，自小受贝斯手父亲的音乐熏陶，在俱乐部担任说唱歌手和 DJ。当时他的音乐就显示出了鲜明的 hip-hop 风格。除了音乐以外， Craig 爱好广泛，对于文化、艺术、历史等领域都有涉猎。在当地俱乐部演出后，他慢慢走上了创作歌曲道路，几首歌曲先后得到了不错的评论，其歌手才华也慢慢的闪耀出来。下面这首 Feel Me In 一起来欣赏吧。
I got something to say, got something to say.When out, she phone say, hey boy, come on right around. So I knock at the door, you were standing with a bottle of red wine, ready to pour, dressed in long black satin, laced to the floor. So I went in, then we sat down, started kissing, caressing, told me about jacuzzi, sounded interesting. So we jumped right in, all calls diverted to answer phone. Please leave a message after the tone. Me and her parents were kinda cool.But they were the fine line between me and you. We were just doing things young people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why were you creeping down late last night? Why did I see two shadows moving in your bedroom light? Now you're dressed in black. When I left, you were dressed in white. Can you feel me? Calls diverted to answer phone.My bottle had the contents gone. Midnight return, jacuzzi turned on. Can you feel me in? Whenever the coast was clear and she'd ask me to come out, I'd say, hey girl, come right around. So she knocked at the door, I was standing with the keys in my hand to the 4x4. Jumped in my ride, chicken that nobody saw.We went in, we got down, bound, bound to the rhythm. So it was early morning, thought we better be leaving. So I gave you my jacket for you to hold. Told you to wear it cause you felt cold. I mean, I didn't mean to break the rules. I weren't trying to play mom and dad for fools. We were just doing things young people in love do.Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why can't you keep your promises no more? Saying you'll be home by 12, come strolling in at 4. Out with the girls, but leaving with the boy next door. Can you feel me in? Wearing a jacket whose property? Said you've been queuing for a taxi, but you left all your money on the TV. Can you feel me?See two shadows moving in your bedroom light. Now you're dressed in black. When I left, you were dressed in white. Can you feel me in?
Can you feel me in?
Calls diverted to answer phone. Red wine bottle, half the contents gone. Midnight return, jacuzzi turned on. Can you feel me in?
这里是听歌学英语，我是主持 Candice。 Feel Me In 来自于 Craig David， 鲜明的节奏想必学起来也并不难吧。下面我们来了解一下歌词大意。
Feel Me In Feel Me In
解释吗？出国的时候大家都知道要填很多的表格，填表呢我们叫做 fill in the form， 可见 fill in 有填充的意思。比如说请给这个句子填空， Please fill in the blanks in the sentence。 Fill in 还可以表示替代，当你有事不能去开会时，不妨说 Can you fill in for me at the meeting， 你能代替我出席会议吗？Can you fill me in？ 这句歌词中的 fill in 不是指代替，而是指向某人提供某事的详情。在平时的使用中呢，我们通常在后面加上介词 on， fill somebody in on something， 向某人提供某事的详情。Can you fill me in on whatever happened？ 能详细告诉我到底发生了什么事吗？Dressed in all that satin and lace to the floor， 穿上直抵地面的缎带蕾丝衣。 Dress in 表示穿上，穿上什么呢？ Satin， S-A-T-I-N， 名词表示缎子、绸缎。 The satin feels smooth， 这缎子摸起来很顺滑。还有 lace， L-A-C-E， 蕾丝。一般说来呢， lace 还可以指鞋带、花边等等，也可以作为动词表示系上带子。如果你不系好鞋带，你会被绊倒的。首先，绊倒可以表达为 trip over。 If you don't lace up your shoes, you'll trip over。 如果你不系好鞋带，你会被绊倒的。好了，来回顾一下歌词。 Dressed in all that satin and lace to the floor， 穿上直抵地面的缎带蕾丝衣。 Told you to wear it cause you felt cold。All calls diverted to answer phone， 所有的电话都转到了自动答录机。 Call 在这里作为名词表示电话，所有的电话怎么样呢？ Diverted 原形是去掉词尾的 ed， divert 表示转移。比如说 A loud noise diverted my attention， 一阵喧闹声转移了我的注意力。所有的电话都转到了自动答录机。 All calls diverted to answer phone。Parents trying to find out what we were up to， 家长一直想不通我们在做什么。 Parents trying to find out， 家长一直尝试着去找出，后面接了一个宾语从句，找出什么呢？ What we were up to。 Up to 在这里指忙于。 Parents trying to find out what we were up to， 家长一直想不通我们到底在忙些什么。其实 up to 还有很多意思，可以表示直到。比如说，直到昨天我还一直以为他是单身。Up to yesterday, I thought he was single。有句口语用的很多 ，It's up to you， 你来决定吧。这里的 up to 就是决定 ，It's up to you， 你来决定吧。最后 up to 还可以表示胜任某项工作，比如说他不能胜任他的工作 ，He's not up to his work。Step down, start kissing, caressing. 我们坐下开始亲吻，这一句应该是没有问题的。We sat down, start kissing. 可是后面的尾巴 caressing 是什么意思呢？先说一下拼写吧。Caressing, C-A-R-E-S-S-I-N-G， 读作 caressing。OK， 意思是爱抚的、亲切的，这是形容词的意思。当然，它还是动词 caress 的现在分词形式，意思是爱抚、拥抱、亲吻等等。来举个例子，他爱怜地抚摸着他的妻子，爱怜的 lovingly。一起来说吧 ，He caressed his wife lovingly。他爱怜地抚摸着他的妻子。Can you fill me in？ 你能向我解释吗？解释二字，我想是依赖于信任而存在的。如果两个人之间还有信任的话，那么给个机会去解释，很多误会也就会随之而冰释。如果一旦信任瓦解，解释再多也是无用。其实真正懂你的人不需要你解释，而不懂你的人也不需要去解释。对于解释，你又有什么样的看法呢？这里是听歌学英语。如果你想和我取得联系，可以在新浪微博搜索 Candice 老师找到我。今天的节目就到这里了，最后送上一首来自于张杰的《爱不解释》，祝福各位幸福快乐，我们下期再见喽，拜拜。是心跳的共鸣，一眼就认得爱是不解释，因为。